Hi, hello, and welcome back to A Hot Second, where we talk about things for a hot second.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, super exciting. Today, we're going to talk about the newest installment in the How to Train Your Dragon series, How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yeah.
The Hidden World.
What a film.
What a film.
Cinematic masterpiece?
Who's to say? Maybe we are. But for now, I'm Luna.
I'm Santana.
Kate is unfortunately not here with us, but she's here in spirit, and we love her and we miss her. And this is Cinema Hoes, A Hot Second.
Alrighty, you guys, welcome back. So, we saw How to Train Your Dragon 3.
We did.
Okay. The final installment of How to Train Your Dragon trilogy.
Yes.
Wow.
It was, because the How to Train Your Dragon films are really good, and they were, the first one was a big part of my childhood, and I feel like that's
valid.
Kind of a topic, or something that you just file away and you don't really think about it until later.
The first one felt, as amazing as it was, especially, during our age when it came out, it just felt like one of those Pixar films that kind of just goes under the radar. Well, yeah. Is it the same thing?
No,
I don't know.
It's not.
See, she's a Pixar stan, anyway. So, like, she knows.
Oh, yeah, but I'm a DreamWorks stan, too.
Now, I'm learning new things every day.
There you go.
But it just felt like one of those films, like, animated films in general, that just flies under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And, the second one came out, and everyone loved that one. They're like, hey, we're coming out, with a third one, which was actually good.
Well, the first one came out in 2010.
We were, to tell you how old we were, I was probably around 11, 12.
12.
Wow.
Yeah. That is almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
I can't whistle, but.
Crazy. But honestly, and it's kind of incredible to see how much the animation has changed.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I could see the little, his beard was growing, the little hairs, and I was like,
oh. Santana leaned over to me at one point and was like, her hair looks so real, I'm afraid.
It was so real.
It's just incredible to see, how far they've come and how their techniques have changed for animating.
Exactly.
It's just so cool. It's so cool. But anyway, getting into, the logistics, I really liked it.
Yeah, the storyline for me felt really consistent with the other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer, even though I haven't seen the second one, but I just remember a lot of people were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, I'll go see it, whatever. So, It makes sense throughout all of the movies. Obviously, I have seen the first one, and I remember the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But just, looking back at it, there's only so much you can do with, a hero versus villain story.
Yeah.
And they just kind of brought it, all together. You know what I'm saying?
It's a very good ending for a trilogy.
Yeah.
It's a very good ultimate ending. Also has some great feminist messages.
Yeah.
Literally says men would fail without women.
Basically.
We love that. It was just really good. I had lots of fun. It's one of those really fun animated movies that you can go and you don't really have to think too hard.
No, yeah.
Which,
just kind of have fun and enjoy the ride.
The villain, I think, I don't know, it's one of those villains where it's, kind of underdeveloped and he's sort of evil just for the sake of comes out of nowhere. Yeah, comes out of nowhere. And ultimately, he's not the real villain of the film, however. The real villain of the film is...
I'm waiting.
Is Hiccup himself.
Hickey.
No, not really. But it's a fun film. Go take your mom to see it.
Or your kids, your nieces, your nephews, your brothers, your sisters.
Yeah.
Anyone who you think would have fun watching an animated film about dragons.
Yeah. But we loved it.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 for me, just because I'm sentimental.
Yeah, I would say a 4, mm-hmm. a good solid 4,
solid
because
4.
I'm not, I mean, I just kind of grew out of animation films, and
How dare you say that? You can never grow out of animated films.
I mean, I'm just letting you know, okay? Before you're like,
mm-hmm.
So at least you know now. But Yeah, and I just was really, like, encapsulated by it, mm-hmm. and...
It's beautiful.
Just,
it's,
yeah, it's like, some of the shots film. Were, like, really, really nice. Mm-hmm. So, props to you, DreamWorks.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to preface this by saying, I was supposed to say this in the beginning, but I'm sick, so if I sound more nasally than normal, that's why.
She's fine.
Anyway. Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon, go see it in theaters now.
Until whenever. Alrighty. Thanks for listening.
This has been A Hot Second. Bye.